Father, we thank you for Sarah. We thank you for her obedience to you, Lord, and her faith in you. And we thank you, Lord, that she is coming here to publicly declare and show people the reality of her faith. So right now, I pray that you would take her nerves away and, Lord, help her just to explain to us what you mean to her and how she came to be in this position. And we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Psalms 25:1. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, who are treacherous without excuse. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Amen. I come from the Republic of Ireland, and I was raised in a small village called Ballinacally, which is in County Clare, where my siblings and I were raised by our mother. I was christened at a month old into the Roman Catholic faith. However, the main times I went to church was when I was staying with my grandparents. Whilst I was growing up, my mum was a practicing alcoholic. However, during my late teens, she went into recovery and became a born-again Christian. Daily, she would preach to me about God and would have me go to church with her every Sunday, which I hated and had no interest in, and I felt angry that she was pushing her faith onto me. However, in time, she backed off. However, I feel God used Mam to get to me, because in September of last year, God decided now was the time to come into my life and for me to turn to him, especially when I was at my weakest mentally. Of course, my mum was delighted when I told her. My main addiction has always been music, so I threw out all my music I knew God wouldn't approve of, and I listened to the Bible every night. But after a few weeks, my music addiction crept back in. I fell back to some degree into my old life. In November, my mum went into hospital as she hadn't been feeling well and was in constant pain. On the day she messaged me to let me know she was going into hospital, I asked her if she thought it could be cancer. Now, I wasn't thinking that, nor had I ever thought it was cancer, since she had been told she had lupus. Later that night, when I knew she was on her way to the hospital, I got a feeling in the pit of my stomach as if someone had died, and I was very upset. I didn't know at the time that God was giving me a warning, but sure enough, 11 days after she went into hospital, she died from cancer, and just 3 days after she'd been told she had cancer. I thanked God for taking her when he did, because her suffering was over, and she was in no more pain, and her death was peaceful. I told God I would get back to him, and I did, and I took it more seriously. In April, I got in touch with Rob after the previous night of looking up churches that were the best to go to, and especially ones that performed baptisms. I felt very strongly about getting baptized, and I knew it was something I had to do, and as far as I was concerned, Jesus got baptized, so therefore I will too. So some John Denver wannabe called Rob invited me to come to church, which I did, and I haven't left since. Coming to church is very important to me, and I've learned a lot since I've come here, and I've had a lot of help and support, and it's a great feeling to not feel judged. For the majority of my life, I have had anxiety and fear, and in the last few years, it had gotten worse, so much so that I hated leaving the house, as I would feel physically sick. And my fear, even though it had lessened, was still there, added to the fact that I had a hard time grieving the loss of my mother, which in turn added to more anxiety. So a few weeks ago, after Rob showed me some Derek Prince videos, I came across a Derek Prince deliverance prayer on YouTube, and I thought I would give it a go. And when Derek was casting out the spirit of fear, I had to rush to the bathroom to be sick. Now afterwards, I felt fine until I listened to more. He then cast out the spirit of grief, and with that, I got sick again. Since then, the majority of my fear has gone. I do, however, have some apprehension in regards to going backwards in the water, but I know I will get through it. Whether I come out of the water dead or alive is another story, but at least I will have been baptized. A few weeks ago, the Holy Spirit let me know that I needed a deliverance prayer, which was said by Jerry and Heidi. And that night I wrote my testimony, which for anyone who knows me would know writing and me don't get along. I usually have difficulty even writing a card, so that alone will tell you how amazing God is. God has done amazing things in my life, and I wouldn't be here today standing in front of you talking because of my anxiety if it weren't for him. I can't wait to be baptized and go on this journey with God and go with whatever he has planned for me. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen.
Amen. That wasn't too bad, was it?
Will I do it again? No.
Could you just do the first 2 minutes? No, no, it's fine. That was absolutely wonderful. I think you're going to be speaking for the Lord.
Yeah, without a microphone.
Without a microphone, yeah. People do have problems with microphones, don't they, Linda? Yeah, and I don't know why it is. But that was a wonderful blessing and a revelation to those people who... You know, you see people, don't you? You brush along with people, but you've no idea what they've been through. And you've no idea what led them to this place. And it's just amazing that each of us has got a testimony. And it's all by the grace of God that He saves us. So, Sarah, how do you feel now? Happy it's over. So that you're going to be, this is going to be nothing, is it? Going backwards in the water after that.
Well, you're busy, I'm going to be unplugging.
You're going to be letting the water out. Well, you don't know how many times I've been here to make sure it hasn't been going down. And it's warm enough, I think. I'll just check. Oh, my word, it's gone cold. Okay. So... I just want to share something with you because it's very impromptu. I haven't written a sermon because there's so much scripture in Alex's testimony, there's no need for a sermon. There are 6 individual pieces of scripture in Alex's testimony, and I've insisted that he's written it down so he won't go waffling off. He'll be reading what he's put together carefully over time. Which is really good, but I want to answer a question that you may not have actually asked, and that is, why am I, for example, without a dog collar, not dressed particularly smartly, why am I in a position of baptizing people in this place? Who am I? What am I doing? Who gave me that authority to do that? Have I got a right to do this? Am I authorized to do this? And people ask the same question of John the Baptist. And people ask the same question of Jesus. And you should be asking the same question. Okay, so what is going on here? And who is this guy? Is he real? Is he a charlatan? You know? What is behind it all? What is it for? Is it just religion? Is there money involved? Why Rob? Why this place? Well, part of my short message to you today is this scripture. In Matthew 28, after Jesus has risen, after his death and resurrection, the last thing he said, or one of the last things he said, to his disciples, those people who had followed him sincerely and given their hearts to him, this is what he said. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth," and that's all authority, isn't it, when you think about it? Every part of authority that you could ever have was given and is currently possessed by Jesus Christ. He has ultimate and absolute authority. So all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, Jesus said. So here comes the command with that authority. Remember, he's got absolute authority. So he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. That's everybody on earth. Under the authority of Jesus Christ, who has absolute authority. So he says that to his disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So what has he done? He's put his authority onto his disciples and told them what to do and given them absolute authority to do his command. And Jesus finishes with, presumably, and surely if you do that, I am with you always, forever, to the very end of the age. So there's the answer to the question you may not have asked. A case of, why am I doing it? Because somebody did it for me. Somebody had been baptized, somebody had accepted the Great Commission. In fact, the first person who was considering baptizing me, when I questioned him, I said, where were you baptized? He says, well, actually, I went to the Holy Land, and I thought that if they were baptizing in the River Jordan, I'd be baptized on that day. But they weren't, so I didn't, and I haven't. So I said, well, you're not baptizing me then. And he didn't. I was baptized, actually, in there. Not the same water, but I was baptized here. No, it's not the same water, Alex, don't worry. And so that is the authority, and that is the reason behind it all. So now you know. I just thought I would fill you in on that one.
Guess what I've got behind my back? Those of you who are on the WhatsApp fellowship group have probably seen some pictures of something which started to grow out of my compost heap. I have a compost bin, and lo and behold, without any attention whatsoever, something started to grow out of it, and nobody knew what it was, and we joked about it being a triffid. And it just grew and grew and grew, and now it's from about here to that wall, big, you know. And it had fruit on it, and nobody knew what the fruit was exactly. And so the reason I'm sharing this with you is not just entertainment value, but it's just to say that out of nowhere, out of a compost heap, one seed can germinate and grow and produce fruit. Now, I'm hoping and praying that that's what's happening with Alex and Sarah, is that they have sprung into new life, and at the moment nobody really knows what's going to happen. You might disappear out of our lives. Who knows what's going to happen? But we pray that you will produce fruit, whatever that fruit might be, but it will be God's fruit, because God has ordained that you should grow and produce fruit, right? Now, just as a bit of entertainment, this is the fruit that grew out of that thing, and we're still not quite sure what it is. Noah thinks it might be a butternut squash, because that's one of the few things that we eat and throw seeds in the compost. Looks like a marrow, but we don't eat marrow, so it's not likely to be that. So there you go. So you can share that with you. You and Alex. For the brilliant share. Does anybody know what it is?
Yes, it's a butternut squash.
It is! Well, that's two.
Yeah.
It's a bit green though, isn't it? But they go yellow.
Yeah, they do. So just leave it to ripen.
Yes. And you can eat it.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Excellent. You're right, Bruno. It's a butternut squash. As it's partly Alex's and Sarah's day, if you like, because it'll never happen again. I mean, there's a one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. So, as part of my educating you, if you like, you have to decide if you were christened as a baby, is that your baptism or not? Because the majority of people were christened as babies, right? Generally speaking, it was certainly 20 years ago. So you have, like I did, I had to decide, was that really my baptism or not? Because there's only one baptism for the forgiveness of sins in water. So you have to decide if that was you, or whether that was somebody doing something to you without your consent. With perfectly good intentions, no doubt. But today, this hopefully is your first and last baptism in water. Sarah, you're happy about that, aren't you? Anyway, they've chosen some songs, one each. And this is Sarah's chosen song for today. And I love this song. And no doubt she likes it as well. Otherwise, no, you don't like it. You chose it as a challenge, did you? It's called "There's a Place Where the Streets Shine with the Glory of the Lamb." And for those who don't know, the Lamb is referring to Jesus Christ. And there's a way that we can get there. We can go there, or we can live beyond time
I'm not aging, not growing old. And it's all because of you. And the you, of course, is Jesus. It's because of his blood shed for us on the cross. And in this place there'll be no more pain or sadness or suffering or tears, no more sin, no injustice, and no more death. And it's all because of him. And the second part of the course is particularly applicable to today and baptism. I'll let you work it out for yourself when we get there.
I've got four questions here that I'd like you to answer clearly so we can all hear. Right? So, Sarah Lynette Marie, do you come to be baptized at your own free will?
Yes.
Do you turn away from your old way of life, the temptations of Satan and this world, and put your faith and trust solely in Jesus Christ? Sorry? Are you willing to be led by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Scriptures, i.e. the Bible? And with God's help, are you determined to grow spiritually and practically as a Christian, to be discipled and grow in obedience to God and seek his plan for your life, whilst at the same time faithfully forming part of his church? So Sarah, come on down.
Oh, Rob, this is good. Is this hot for Yorkshire people?
Sarah's tall.
You get used to it. I'm getting used to it already. Right, Sarah, I'm going to baptise you into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Fill her with your Holy Spirit from now and forevermore in her new birth, Lord, as she made a statement to the whole world, and I don't mean just here, I mean to the powers and principalities. She has given her life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and everybody and everything knows that now. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen. And just as you stand looking on that up there, I have a scripture for you, and it's from Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. Be anxious, Sarah, for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen.
And Sarah, I believe that there's a lady in the start of the Bible in Genesis called Sarah. And she had a meeting with God. And when God met with her, it changed her life from then on. And the same will happen to you today. The Greek word for be baptized is means being immersed. It's like going in to die. You go in and you come out a slightly different colour. So today you can be out different, and today the world begins differently for you. And the name Sarah means mother of nations. And there will be times when you speak to people and they will seek your advice, and you will comfort them, and you will actually be instrumental in bringing many to faith in Jesus.
Amen. Amen.